Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's 38 Special, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend Joe Knight, longtime BrainsFirst member, co-owner and senior consultant with Business Literacy Institute, also the co-author of Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs, along with Karen Berman, who's passed away just this year, Joe's partner. Joe, in the previous segment, we dedicated that segment and in fact, the rest of the show to celebrating her life, Karen's life. But she was your business partner. You guys were co-authors together. You ran a business together. You grew a business together. You were highly successful together in the business. But now she's gone, and your 50-50 partner is no longer here. What have you learned about succession planning?
Well, Jim, I learned a lot about it. First of all, I feel like we were well prepared for that. The first thing we had before Karen ever got sick was a buy-sell agreement in our operating agreement.
So that was pre-diagnosis.
Exactly. And every business should have that.
Tell the audience what that is.
A buy-sell agreement is an agreement that if either one of us leaves the business for the death of disability or even bankruptcy or something that incapacitates us, the other partner has the right to buy out the partner that has had the event. Mm-hmm. And buyout terms are laid out in the agreement. For example, our buy-sell agreement said we had to have a mutually agreed on valuation, which is typical.
Right.
A little bit about how that's done. And it also had terms on how the buyout would be. And our buyout was written in a way that the surviving partner could buy out the one who had the event either over 5 years at an interest rate that's established in the agreement,
mm-hmm.
or on monthly terms, or anything, or pay early at their decision.
Right.
And so we have that agreement in place.
Did you have a funding mechanism?
We did not, and we should have.
Tell them what I mean by that.
A funding mechanism would be a life insurance policy attached to that. And I have a life insurance policy that the beneficiary is the business. So that if anything happens to either one of us, that money would come to the company, and the surviving partner would have the right to use that money in the buyout.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, let's say that that you guys, 10 years ago, when you founded your relationship or so, you said, okay, we don't know what this thing's going to be worth, but let's just pick a number that is something, number one, it could be worth that much, but number two is what we can afford to cover. And let's say that's a $500,000 term policy, right?
Right.
So you go out and you take out a $500,000 policy that would be what they do, first to die kind of thing. There are products out there like that, right?
Yeah, I'm not aware of those products, but what we've done in my set point and for me is we buy a policy for me, we buy a policy for her, and then the business would pay the premium,
right,
and the beneficiary would be the business.
I think there actually are some companies, though, that will, and check around on this, folks, but they'll actually, like, you can have it with your spouse, too, first to die kind of thing. So you basically make one premium, and they only pay one death benefit, and both people, though, have to be insurable. Anyway, so that's the funding. That's the funding mechanism to a buy-sell agreement. Now, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, correct. And our buy-sell agreement had a clause in there that our attorney put in that said if this policy was in place, it could and would be designated for buyout. And so you
right.
need to put that in your buy-sell
yep.
that it's explained.
Yep.
So going forward, when I found out Karen got sick, and I talked about trust earlier, I said, Karen, we need to agree on what this business is worth. We worked with an accountant for many years, and so at the end of every fiscal year, which was a calendar year, for the last it's actually been a three-year period because of the calendar, but every year he would put together a valuation based on our profitability and what had happened in the business, and he would present it to each of us, and each of us would email back to him that we agree with that valuation.
Mm-hmm.
So that there was no dispute between us as partners.
You did this every year?
We did it at the end of every fiscal year.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. That's pretty disciplined.
Yeah, now Karen's very disciplined, and yeah. So with that in place, it made it easy for me to visualize or understand what my obligation was to her family in buying out the business, and it gave her the peace of mind of knowing what she could expect for her family through the business.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the point in time when she got very ill and she was close to passing, this is kind of a little personal too. She needed money.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the resources with my businesses to do a lot of the buyout in cash rather than in the payment plan.
Right.
And so what I did, Jim, is I agreed with her that I would make what amounted to make a loan to her and her family prior to the buyout.
Right.
And in the loan document, I said that if she should in fact pass away in the next year after this loan was made, then we would convert this loan to part of the buyout.
Right.
And that made it possible for her to use the money.
And very creative and very charitable on your part.
Right, and it made it possible for her to use the money, but it wasn't taxed.
Right.
So it was as ordinary income as it would have been.
Right.
Because it was a loan.
Mm-hmm.
It was a loan. And once she passes away, her family can have access to the money for her business with a stepped-up basis, and there is
right.
no tax on that.
Right, right. It's capital gains.
Yeah, it's not even capital gains, actually. If once you pass away, the business gets revalued.
Right, there's a step up. Right.
And so this was an opportunity for me to transfer money to my partner when she was in need. And folks, these
are all things to think about. If you have a partner, we've talked about the partnership business situation here, whether it's family member or not. There's all kinds of resources and tools that you can use to get ready for succession planning. And we appreciate Joe Knight's story. We're going to talk more about this after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.